There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Your hope for live in-play betting just got even better. Introducing PointsBet, new feature, college basketball lightning bets. Bet minute by minute, lightning fast, instant college basketball lightning bets now available and located on the live event menu. Choose the outcome of the next play, next point, and more to stay in the action all game long. New customers use code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Elevate your live betting game. Gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services.
All right, coming up in this hour, 15 minutes from right now, Coach K and Final Four props are available. We'll get into that Duke-North Carolina game, and we'll kick off this hour by discussing the Final Four as the great Dan Bonner joins the program now with CBS. Dan, thanks for the time today. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you all this morning?
Doing really well, really well. Let's begin with the first game on the schedule for tomorrow. Kansas, a 4.5-point favorite against Villanova. And Jay Wright has been so good over the last 4 or 5 years with a couple of national titles and now to get this team back in the Final Four. But, of course, they had the big news with the injury to Justin Moore, the unfortunate news. Like, how do they overcome that, Dan? And where do you think his minutes are going to be replaced?
That's a really good question. And I think that's the question that's keeping Jay Wright up nights. Because you have to understand that this Villanova team is not one of the star-studded Villanova teams, at least in terms of having first-round NBA draft picks. This is the whole is greater than the sum of the parts team, and when you take away a major part, that presents problems. So obviously Caleb Love is going to start in place of Justin Moore. They've been talking about Brian Antoine and Chris Archidiakono stepping in, and okay, yeah, those guys can step in and play minutes, but you know, I'm not sure they can do the kind of things and create the kind of chemistry that Villanova had before. So I'm not saying Villanova can't win. I'm just saying it's a very, very difficult task because they're not playing, you know, a bad team.
Yeah, of course. Don't you think the game plan that Jay Wright has to come up with this week? And it makes a lot of sense, right? Because they play at one of the slowest paces in the entire country. Do you think we're going to kind of see a repeat of the Houston game? And I know the Cougars couldn't shoot in that game. They missed almost everything. But where Villanova just like slows it down as much as possible, it's like a 61 or 62 possession game, and they kind of suck the life out of the game by holding it for 20, 25 seconds every possession?
Well, that's sort of what Villanova does. You know, they're what, 345th out of 358 in pace. So they play slowly anyway. I don't think that they will accentuate that that pace, but they have to somehow neutralize Kansas's speed. And not only Kansas's speed and their ability to get up and down in transition, which is tremendous, but their speed in the half court. They've got really fast guys. They can attack you off the dribble. They move and they cut. And so Villanova has to control as much as they can on the offensive end and then survive on the defensive end.
How difficult is this with now the Final Four and being in the dome and the shooting background? Do you think there's something to it?
Well, there may as well be, but I'm the wrong guy to ask about that because, number one, I could never shoot. I couldn't hit water from the boat. But the other thing is, when I was growing up, and of course this was 1,000 years ago, we played basketball outside. The idea that we would play during the summertime in a gym was totally foreign. Nobody would ever let us in the gym. And so, you know, if you play outside, you know, I just don't under the whole shooting background thing has never made any sense to me. So I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Okay. Who, based on what's happened so far in the tournament and what you've seen in the last month or so, when they're at their best, who do you think has the best A game out of the four teams left?
When they're at their best, I really think it's Kansas. When Kansas can get up and down and when Kansas can create some three-point opportunities for Agbaji. And I say that mainly because Remy Martin is now not only playing well, but he's sort of adjusted to what Kansas wants to do. Remember, this guy was the preseason Big 12 player of the year, and he didn't play a lot because of injury. And now he seems to be at the center of everything that they're doing. And he's not their All-American. So I think when they're playing at their best, Kansas is the best team.
Oh, I mean, that second half, Dan, against Miami was scary, how good they were.
Well, it was. But you have to remember, in this tournament, that's the best by far.
Spot on.
You know, Bill Self was complaining the whole time. Every time we talked to him, we would say, you know, we haven't really played very well in this tournament. Mm-hmm. And then they went out and did that. So which Kansas team is going to show up, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. We always talk about, like, regression on this show, and we saw it in a positive way with Kansas in that second half against Miami. Like, do you think in the second game, are we eventually going to see some regression with this Duke offense? I mean, they're on, like, basically a historical pace right now. They're shooting over 50% in every single game. They're white hot. Do you think that continues, or do you think at some point it's going to have to come back to the pack a little bit?
I think if they're going to win, I think it has to continue. And I think the same thing about North Carolina. North Carolina has played very well offensively in the tournament, and so has Duke. And therefore, those teams have placed offensive pressure on their opponents because you look up and down the tournament, there really haven't been that many high-scoring games. I mean, you know, most of the teams from the Big Ten, you wonder if they practice shooting. And that's no offense. They're really good teams, but they just didn't shoot the ball well in the tournament. And when you put offensive pressure on a team, everybody talks about defensive pressure, but when you're scoring, it puts pressure on the other guys to keep up. And North Carolina and Duke have both done that in that tournament, Duke even more than North Carolina.
Yeah. How do you think this game goes? Up and down the court, high scoring. And you think Carolina can shock Coach K in his final season one more time?
I certainly think they can. And I'm looking for a very high-scoring game. The variable here is North Carolina's ability to keep their guys in the game and North Carolina's ability to have all their guys, all five guys, produce at the levels that we've seen since late in the season. You know, somebody like Baycott or Manic get in foul trouble, they really don't have anybody to put in the game for them. So I think if all five Carolina guys can avoid injury and avoid foul trouble, we might see one of those 94 to 92 things. It'll just be a wonderful, wonderful basketball game. That's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So who do you think is playing for all the marbles on Monday night? And then who do you think cuts down the nets?
Well, I think, you know, this would be very interesting if we're looking at, let's just look at the Duke perspective. In 1991, when they won Mike Krzyzewski's first title, they had to beat UNLV in the semifinals. A lot of people think, okay, they won that game and they won the championship, but they didn't. You know, they beat a team that we would be talking about as one of the great teams of all time had they not lost that one game to Duke. And so they had to move on and then beat Kansas. And so think about this. Could it be possible that Mike Krzyzewski's this last Duke team could beat their big rival in the same kind of a game and then move on and have to play Kansas in the national championship? And that might be interesting. But having said all that, I really think that North Carolina can win this game. And I think it'll be North Carolina and Kansas in the national championship game. Wow. And I think Roy Williams' head may explode.
It probably would. Yeah. Dan, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate you hopping on early with us, and enjoy the games tomorrow and on Monday night.
All right. Thanks for the invitation, guys. You have a nice day.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. You too.
Both games blowouts. Very surprising. The last meeting, 94-81. Carolina got whatever they wanted. Four guys at 20 points or more. And then Duke routed them in the first meeting by 20, and they shot 58%. But my answer would be Carolina with the A game. You're up 25 on a one seed.
On Baylor.
When does that happen? Yes, yes. And then what they did against Marquette was over in 5 minutes.
Yep. The reason why...
And then St. Peter's, too, which easier... Okay, well, you can rip St. Peter's. Well, come on. But look what happened to Purdue and look what happened to Kentucky.
We can say this about Duke, right? Because they now have the number one offense in the country when you combine all games from the season. But defensively, they're still not good at all. They're number 45 in the country on defense. And so if their offense is not clicking and they're not red hot from downtown, then the defense, I don't think, can win a game for them.
I got to agree with Mike Palm. All the pressure's on Duke and the kids. You're going to lose again to these guys? They just spanked you the last meeting? And they're an 8 seed? Free roll. Total free roll. Unexpected to be here.
Yeah, but you know what? It looks like so far in the tournament, after that scare to Michigan State,
well, yeah,
and they were in a battle against Texas Tech, but they played so well in that game against the Red Raiders. Are they playing with pressure right now? I think they felt the pressure last month or whenever that was when they were at home in his final home game. Now it feels like they're just freewheeling, man.
Much better since Michigan State, yes.
Trail with 2 minutes. Last couple of minutes in that game.
Yeah. They also have the handshake controversy, too. You have that. It captured Carolina fired up. It's great that you can win, beat your rivals, and be like, okay, these guys, we kicked their ass, and they still don't respect us with that business.
Oh, yeah.
Which was Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Oh, what happened there?
So what will happen this time around if...
I'm with you. I like the over.
That's...
How do you go under here?
By the way, I like the first half over.
Do you? Okay.
It's 71.
Yep.
I think it's a low number.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be up and down the court pretty much the entire time, and I do have some concerns about playing in a dome, though. How can you not?
That's fair. Yeah. Largest lead, 12.5. Overtime, 11-1. Carolina point total, 73.5. Made threes, 7.5. Duke made threes, 8.
What would you do with... You like betting these largest lead props. What would you do in this game?
Both games have got blowouts, so... I would take the Kansas one under.
Under?
Yeah.
I would look at the Duke...
13.5?
I wouldn't be surprised if the Duke North Carolina largest lead gets there in the first half. But whoever that is with the lead... The other team comes back and absolutely makes it a game and maybe takes the lead at some point.
Both games here, Circa put up first made three of the game. Players. Yep, all these guys are listed.
Oh, for
that's
the players.
A good one.
I love
all
that prop.
All the players are listed, yes.
I will look at that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a very good prop.
They got carried out years ago when Myers Leonard started the NBA
in the bubble.
Finals game
in the bubble.
I think he was 50-1.
50-1, and he hit it right away.
Myers Leonard at one.
And I think they'll probably do that in most playoff games here in the NBA. Up next, some Coach K and Final Four props. What will happen first in this game? It will be settled early. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. securities. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Winners and whiners, Chris King has done it again. He's hot, and you need to check out Chris King and his show. Next airing is later today at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Winners and Whiners YouTube channel. And he's given out a 14 parlay today. Text VSEN to 320-350-3500. Text VSEN 320-350-3500.
Okay, so game number two here coming up tomorrow in the Final Four. Duke and North Carolina, first ever meeting in the tournament. Coach K's Final Four. And last time he'll ever play North Carolina. So when you look at the total in this game, as low as 151 right now. And if you go back and look at how these teams have played in certain situations throughout this 2021-2022 season, Duke is only 170th in pace. And so they average 67.3 possessions per 40 minutes. And North Carolina is a top 20 offense. The average score this year in Duke games against teams with a top 20 offense has been 154.3. The median is 152. Now, they played that game against Gonzaga out here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. That game had 79 possessions. Flew over, 84-81. The game against Kentucky was 79-71. That had 73 possessions. And you know what happened the first two times when they played North Carolina? Well, the last time anyway was 94-81. But here's your big boy with North Carolina. Again, 39th in pace, more than 70 possessions per 40 minutes. If we get a game with 70 possessions, I'm very confident this thing is going to go over, unless both teams shoot like 35% from the floor. Against teams with top 15 offenses for North Carolina, and Duke is number one overall in the country. Combined scores, 179, 177, 175, 167, 167, 154, and 139 was the outlier. 69 and 75 possessions in the first two games against Duke. 78 possessions against Baylor. That game went to overtime. 77 against Purdue, 72 against Kentucky, and then 65 against Syracuse and 64 against UCLA. But for the most part, every one of those games I just talked about, with the exception of one, went over 151, and five of them were in the 160s, high 160s, or even more. That's what I really like in this game with North Carolina. I like the first half over, and I like the game over.
Good numbers. The other thing here, too, is blocking out the noise. And this is old hat for Coach K, but this... You're worried at all about a first-time coach with Davis, and now he makes the Final Four, and now you have all this week, this time off, and everyone's been telling you how great you are. And, oh, what a job. I can't believe it. 8 seed, Final Four.
Yeah.
That could be big as well. The other thing we discussed briefly yesterday, I said one book put up Kansas would be one against Duke.
That sounds about right.
One book, yeah.
Okay. I think they should be.
That's the title. You agree with that?
Because, again, if you go back – again, the power rating on Duke probably has to tick up a little bit, but they opened as a 1-point dog against Texas Tech. I know that closed round pick, but I think certainly on a neutral, Kansas would be favored over Texas Tech. And when I say certainly, I mean one, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, I think this is a good tidbit here. Good audio. Coach K was asked about not only coaching but the players and how important experience is.
You have to get them as old as possible during the season, and develop a camaraderie that is at a level worthy enough to compete against those older teams. And we were able to do that in these first couple rounds, you know, because we played really, really good teams and programs. Michigan State, I mean, Tom's program is exquisite. And I thought Texas Tech was as good a team as we've played against all year. And Arkansas, you know, and our guys have grown together really well. And they're about at a level, you know, they're at a really high level for 1 year. And that's why, you know, we got a chance.
Camaraderie and chemistry is important. But the other thing is, they say this time of year, freshmen are now sophomores. You played so many damn games. And, mm-hmm. and it's true.
Right, right.
It's true.
You know the one pitfall about the tournament? And this is just, I guess, call me what you want, but I feel like we're cheated a lot of times by not getting certain matchups. Like, for example, who didn't want Duke and Gonzaga?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all on Gonzaga. That's entirely their fault for blowing that game and losing it like they did and not being good enough to get to that point to take on Duke. And how many times over the years did we never get like Duke, Kentucky when we should have? Countless times. Because one team, usually Kentucky, would stumble and lose early. Now, some props for the Final Four and specifically for that game.
Yeah, oddball props.
Is this right? Highest points scored by any player in the Final Four, 21.5? That seems like, is that a misprint?
That's too low.
That's too low.
Mm-hmm. Times they show Coach K's wife, 4.5. Come on. They do it nonstop,
it feels like there's a side camera on the TV
yes.
with her on it at all times.
4.5.
Now, this is good. What will happen first? Coach K takes a timeout. That's -170. Coach K's wife is showing +130.
They show her first. Take the plus money.
Take the plus money on that.
Yes. They might do that right away.
I mean... It makes sense where he could be in some trouble. He takes a timeout. Then they show the wife like, oh, my God, we're in trouble.
Nance is big into that stuff. Point stuff out like that and the pomp and the circumstance. That's what Nance is all about.
I mean, that prop of 4.5 times with the wife might go over in the first half.
Yeah.
I guess if they come out, they're 2 of 10 from the floor and Carolina's got a 9-point lead. There's a quick timeout for Duke, whatever. But this also is good. What's going to be seen first? Duke national championship highlight. Is +150. Coach K crying +250. North Carolina national championship highlight +275. Or Dean Smith Clipper image +$3.
I don't know about that one.
Are we going to see a Dean Smith?
I don't know why.
Clip?
Yeah, they might point out right away they've never met before and then do that and go through the history. I don't know.
Will they show, this is my prop now, will they show Coach K's wife more or Roy Williams more? Going to go with the wife?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think they're going to show Roy Williams plenty, though.
Plenty? What's plenty?
Oh, at least 3 times, probably.
Oh, I'll take the under.
I mean, they were showing him ad nauseum in the last game.
Well, does Kansas win the first? Good point by Dan Bonner. Who wins the first game? Maybe then would come in more. I would take the over with the wife, though.
Yeah, what will they mention first in the broadcast? Coach K retirement? Is -$5. Hubert Davis, first year coach to make the Final Four, 3-1.
Oh, coach, well, come on, yeah. Coach K retirement, but that's, yeah.
You want to get crazy and go with a point total prop, an alternate point total prop? Villanova, Kansas, under 100 is 12-1.
Oh, wow.
You could probably find better than that.
We've had two of them stay under the 97.5 prop.
Villanova was in one of them.
Villanova was in one of them, right. That's good.
50-44.
What? That is a great prop with the Villanova missed free throws because it's number one in history, correct?
They're right there.
85%?
Yep.
It's 3.5 for the Final Four? Oh.
I think you have to go under just based on the thought they're going to lose this game, right? Kansas favored by 4.5 points. Villanova loses. Are they going to miss 4 free throws in this game?
They missed 2 against Michigan. They were 15 of 15 in the last game. They were 17 of 20 against Ohio State. And in the Delaware game, they were 11 of 12. Good for them.
Oh, you got to love that.
I mean, sure. That's refreshing.
What's your best case scenario for Monday night? Is it Duke, Kansas, or is it North Carolina, Kansas?
Yeah.
I don't want to eliminate Villanova, but with the injury again, it's...
I'd like to see Villanova win.
Oh, would you?
Villanova who? Yeah, I love Jay Wright.
Oh, so do I.
That's the other thing.
But they're not at full strength is the only problem.
I know, but I bet Kansas. But then again, it's also Bill Self against Jay Wright. I mean, again, a 19-4 ATS run in the tournament going back?
Yeah, here's the thing.
The time to prepare helps them.
Nova can still win this game. They can still certainly cover. Mm. And I said this earlier, but if they had more, I would really like Villanova to win this game then and to advance and play on Monday night. I would really like Villanova. But
I see your point. I mean, about Kansas blowing out Miami, but you haven't seen enough of that in the tournament. And these are the games that Bill Self loses, right?
Yep.
That he hasn't more times than not. The GOAT Siegel picks. Today's top racing place from ExpressBet analyst Jeff Siegel, both from Santa Anita. In race 1, he likes the 1 precedent. It's 6-1 on the morning line. In race 5, he likes the 4. Is this the name? Ben Zagoli? I got to play that on principle. Ben Zagoli, 3-1. You can bet these races and more using FirstBet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. Sign up today with FirstBet using codes VEGAS1000. For an instant $10 free plus up to a $1,000 bonus, VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses. Go get them, Jeff.
Up next, do you concur? I'll ask Paulie this question. Not having a future bet on Duke, knowing coming into the season this was Coach K's final year, could go down as an all-time regret. Email here, ftm@vsin.com, on Twitter @VSinLive, @MitchMossRadio, @PaulieHoward. This is Follow the Money on VSin, the sports betting network.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. You got to get that Baconator, kids. That thing is awesome and will fill you up. Stack starting lineup. Don't forget the seasoned breakfast potatoes. Get the OJ. Bring that home. Oven-baked sizzling bacon. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru. Pick up your Wendy's breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Eclectic mix. The honey biscuit as well. And the sausage biscuit also. Their honey chicken
honey
biscuit.
Honey chicken sandwich. Yep, yeah.
There you go. Wendy's. Great job.
Moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with them.
What, sir?
Do you concur?
Love it. Love the open. Love this segment. It's been too long. Here we go. Mitch, Wednesday night in Boston, Chris Rock made an egregious error. He made a major mistake. He didn't give the people what they wanted. He didn't give the audience what they paid to see, which was his reaction and rant on Will Smith and what happened 3 days earlier. Do you concur at the Oscars?
Okay, before I say yes or no, can I ask this question? How many people in history have been in his spot?
Not many. I mean, I can't.
Like zero.
Like assaulted before, and that tickets were $200.
Right.
Then that happened.
They went
some
like
people paid $1,500 a ticket.
1,000 or more, right?
Yes.
It was 65% sold, and then immediately sold out for like the entire week in Boston. I would say you got to give the people what they wanted.
You have to.
I would say at least bring it up for a couple of minutes.
He says, how was your weekend? But sorry, I had all this stuff prepared, and that was too much ego there, which I know you want to get a new material, and he's a top 10 stand-up of all time. You have to do minimum 10 minutes on that.
I think so, too.
I'm not even saying go back and rip Jada again or whatever, but you would just have to... call out Will Smith or whatever, just about how you're feeling. Like, I can't believe what transpired. I'm the talk of the world right
now. And you know what? He doesn't even have to be funny about it.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have to joke or rip on either one of them. He can just say what happened.
Yeah.
And he can tell people, like, look, if you think this was staged, I had no idea what that dude was going to do to me.
But here's my analogy. It's like going to see the Eagles, and they don't play Hotel California, or Led Zeppelin. They don't play Stairway to Heaven. Okay. Just pick anyone. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. I mean, you pay. This is what you wanted to see, and he didn't do it.
Yep. As two guys who have done radio for a long time now, consultants have been saying for 20 plus years.
Play the hits.
Play the hits. It's play like a hits. Top 40 station. Play the hits. They want Justin Bieber. Play the hits. So he didn't.
Concur.
No.
So I would concur.
He blew it.
Yep.
He blew it.
If you didn't put a future bet on Duke to win the title in Coach K's last season, that'll go down as an all-time regret.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. It's number two already in a short amount of time because they didn't have the Rams till late to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it coming. I'm like, please, Stafford, come on. Went to Green Bay, routed, limping into the playoffs. Got beat by the 49ers at home with a lot on the line. We're not playing well down the stretch. Almost lost to Baltimore. COVID injury ravaged Baltimore.
Yeah.
He was throwing interceptions left and right. And this will be number two as well. Shame on me. Shame on me that I didn't have a large bet on this because I don't want to see it. And the stuff we've had to deal with and put up with about the farewell tour and all this.
No, I do okay to Duke winning the national title. You're right. I should have much more on it.
I do have Carolina.
Oh, you hold okay. That's
a good
feeling. But not a 95-1,
though.
Okay. But again, it's like, he gave us plenty of time.
Yeah.
It's been like a year.
I know.
Okay, so speaking of that with the Rams, they signed linebacker Bobby Wagner yesterday to a 5-year deal. Forget Brady and the Buccaneers. Forget Rodgers and the Packers. Put some damn respect on the Rams' name. They're the champs. They should be the NFC favorites. Do you concur?
I'm still going to say it's Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay?
Because Tampa Bay had a ton of injuries coming into that game as well. I'll take Tampa Bay.
Here's a tricky thing for me.
That's a tough one, yeah.
I gave up years ago trying to figure out, the cap.
Where are they getting this money from?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
It's like a 5-year, $50 million. I'm like, wait a second here. They have no money.
I know. Yeah.
How the hell can that happen?
Uh-huh.
So it's I don't know. They can maneuver around it.
I'll piggyback that.
Okay.
Since in all this news, and we're going to get win totals are out too. It was interesting. I wasn't that far off on the Washington one. Maybe you have an opinion on that. DraftKings came out with win totals yesterday. Based on all the offseason movement, Watson, the AFC West, the AFC is loaded. Most excited or anticipated NFL season coming up in your lifetime?
Oh, it's not even close. Not even close, Paul, with how much movement we had. Because, again, this never happens in the NFL. And for years, I was beating the drum saying, okay, these teams value draft picks way too much because it's a coin flip. It's 50-50. At best, you're going to get it right. It doesn't matter where you're picking. Why would you not be willing to give up a first-round pick for a proven guy who's been in the league for 4 or 5 years? If you're close to make a run, and now in 1 year, collectively, every team in the league's screw it, we're going for it.
Yep.
And all this movement.
Yep.
And the Armageddon, as I like to call it, across the league. I can't wait for everything that's about to happen. The Masters, the Final Four, the draft, playoffs in the NBA and in the NHL, opening day. I kind of want to fast forward to August, though.
Yes, you do.
Because the excitement level is at all-time.
Again, yeah. Peter King's covered the league for over 40 years, told us yesterday it's the best AFC West, the best division he's ever seen.
Okay. This is right in your wheelhouse. The Lakers are just another ordinary, regular organization if they didn't take Magic Johnson. You concur?
100%.
Do you concur?
Absolutely. Changed everything. Now, I know the TV show, the fourth episode was good, Winning Time. But the book is unbelievable on Showtime. Showtime Lakers about what Jeff Perlman did. But I don't know if they're playing, how they are playing fast and loose with some of the facts and stuff as well. But Jerry West apparently didn't want Magic. Dr. Buss wanted him in the worst way. It changed everything. If they pass on Magic, maybe Kobe and Shaq don't see it as a destination. They don't have all these titles. The other thing is, too, McKinney is the head coach. He wants to go run and gun. And they're like, what are you, crazy? He was great. Because everyone's playing the same. Let's go up-tempo. Definitely concur. He gets in a bike accident. Westhead has to take over.
Mm-hmm.
They win the title his first year as Magic's rookie year. Then they get beat by Moses and the Rockets. Third year, he's fired. Now, everyone says it was in the way they were booing him at home games. They said Magic went to Dr. Buss and said, fire this guy. I can't take it anymore. Dr. Buss said I was going to whack him anyways. But then that gave you Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm.
So if Magic doesn't go to Dr. Buss and say, fire this guy. I can't take it. I want out then. Then Pat Riley, who was living on a beach bum, retired from the league, becomes a broadcaster working with Chick Hearn. Then, because of the McKinney thing, becomes an assistant under Westhead. Westhead fired. Riley takes over. Then it becomes rebounds equals rings, and the rest is history, and they take off.
Showtime.
So, Showtime, yeah, absolutely. Right. And winning all those titles and what they became. 100%. They are just another organization if they don't take Magic.
And what,
because Dr. Buss was a genius, but it also was the style of play. Celebrities, dancers, Showtime, great watch.
Okay, so I'm not caught up on the TV show, but when we brought it up earlier this week, our viewers and listeners responded by saying they want like a 10-part 30 for 30 on Dr. Buss alone.
Oh, absolutely.
Just on him.
There should be. Yes, there should be. His life, I think he told Playboy, I never, since once he bought the team, he never was with a woman under 25. I mean, that is worth something, right?
It was, and let me tell you. So they would have the exhibition game out here in Las Vegas every single year, the Thomas and Mack.
Oh, yeah. He would flaunt it.
Like clockwork. He would eventually stroll in, walk through the to the tunnel, and four or five, like, jaw-dropping, I don't know what, models from Los Angeles, probably between 22 and 24 years old with him. I'm just like, everybody's like, oh, here he is again. One more time with Dr. Buss. Incredible.
You got to watch the fourth episode. He kept a book with all Polaroids of him, of his stats, if you will. And Genie actually uses it.
Good for him.
About let's sell the dream here and let's sell the fantasy of coming to a Laker game. And then she had the Polaroids out.
Well, but because of their history, right? All of this happening that you just said, why do you think LeBron wanted to go there?
Yeah. Magic changed everything. And forget about that. Just the whole NBA. The NBA was in the toilet.
Yeah.
Magic and Bird changed everything. Championship games are on tape delay.
You're right.
That'd be fun to talk about one time with Brent Musburger when it's slow.
Yeah.
Guys, the games are on tape delay.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Absolutely. Good story, though. TV show's picking up as well.
All right, this part of the show brought to you by DK Casino. DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. And just this week, the DK Casino has paid out some huge wins. A player bet $10 and won more than $45,000 of Wheel of Fortune Mega Ways. Another bet $5 and won over $34,000 on Assassin Moon. A different big winner bet $8.80 and won $20,000 on Jinjai Bao Endless Treasures. Download the DraftKings Casino app today, and new customers can claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000 plus DraftKings is starting you off with up to $50 in free credits just for signing up. So download the DraftKings Casino app and use the code VSIN to claim this offer. Must be 21 plus for entertainment purposes only. No results guaranteed. See casino.draftkings.com for full details. You brought up NFL win totals at DraftKings. They released them yesterday. We will run those down for you coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook offering new customers a deposit match up to $250 when you sign up today. In addition to their welcome bonus, BetRivers has daily and ongoing promotions that can provide extra value. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com today to sign up. Must be 21. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. A lot going on. And this was great that DraftKings put out win totals yesterday in the NFL. And, of course, the one that jumped out to me, Chargers, 10.
What do you want to do?
Yesterday, yeah, definitely under. But as we said yesterday, we talked about what I think I said 15 years. They find most painful way possible to lose and blow games.
Yeah.
I think Wazin was like, try 40. I mean, he's or at least 30. He's right. What's happened to this organization, even going back to the Holy Roller? What's happened? But their schedule, and I think about a month away before they release this thing, but they go to Arizona, you know, the division games, Houston, Indy, don't laugh, they lost last year at Houston.
Oh, never laugh.
They go to San Francisco.
They could lose too.
Yep, they go to Cleveland, they have Miami, the Rams, Tennessee at home, and that they're going to win 11 games?
Well, the problem is that kid is so good at quarterback. Eventually, games are going to go his way.
They will?
They have to.
They do?
Isn't that what we do with the NFL? Eventually, Seattle can't win 11 one-score games in a season.
Well, it came back to bite them last year, right? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, on his rookie contract, they've been able to make a lot of good additions. And maybe it's not this year in that division, but yeah, that guy is going to be in the playoffs at some point. They're going to win a bunch of games. Yeah. I don't know if it's this year, but...
I'm looking at three unders in the same division, AFC West. I mean, the other one's Kansas City.
That's exactly where I went.
Highest win total is Buffalo and Tampa at 11.5 at DraftKings. Green Bay and the Chiefs are 11. Kansas City's going to win 12 games, and again, it's a similar schedule with what they have. They have the Rams at home. They have Tennessee at home. They go to Tampa. They go to San Francisco. They go to Indy. They go to Cincinnati. That's tough.
Okay, so definitely.
And the division is loaded.
Definitely shop around. I noticed another book with 10.5.
Okay.
So, by the way, we've started to see books adjust to this team. Remember last year, their win total was, 12.5 in a 17-game season? Already down to either 10.5 or an 11. So, everybody just assumed 5 years ago that they were going to be in the Super Bowl every single year, and they were going to win a zillion games. And they've done a great job. They've won one Super Bowl, though, is the problem. And now you start to lose players like this. You know, $50 million a year to the quarterback, who, by the way, came back to the pack, I would say, big time last year. I think the only way to look at that would be under 11.
How about Denver? Denver's also 10. Dallas and the Rams are 10.5. Cincinnati, Denver, Chargers, 49ers are 10.
See, I would actually look maybe Denver over 10, because I think 11's more plausible with that team than 9. Right, because
what a year it could be for the alt win totals.
Really good defense though. Right, probably still a top 10, top 15. Top 10 defense will go with that quarterback comes in to what we think are going to be really good receivers and weapons. Really nice running game, and they finally got rid of that fossil at coach.
Mm-hmm.
which is only going to be an upgrade, I would think.
Anything else? What did you say on air? You asked me to make the Washington win total because I'm down on Wentz big mm-hmm. time. I think I said, did I say 7, 6? You said you want the over. What did I say? You remember? In any event, it's 7.5. What do you want to do?
For Washington.
Washington is the same as Pittsburgh. 7.5.
My first thought is under. But again, I don't like to bet this stuff until like the draft is over with.
Well, you want to see the schedule too.
Of course.
There could be a back-to-back-to-back road job or travel, and that's right.
Uh-huh.
Baltimore, Cleveland, Indy, Tennessee, all 9.5.
Well, somebody there between Indy and Tennessee will go over 9.5.
Mm-hmm. Arizona, Miami, Minnesota, 9. In Las Vegas, New England, and Philly, 8.5. It's the lowest win total for the Patriots since, what did Ben Fouts tweet, 03, I think?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Raiders total I find fascinating as well. In that division with three other loaded teams, I mean, here you have an organization that added the best receiver in football, arguably, added Chandler Jones, and they were a playoff team, and they won double-digit games a year ago. And now their win total is 8.5.
Yes.
And last year, their win total was all over the board. You know, basically the average that you could find was 7.5. And that team was 6-7, and they won their last four games. Somehow, some way, they pulled it together. Now, if you told me that Derek Carr was going to see an uptick because of Devontae Adams, I mean, this team can be good. The problem is, like, I can't really trust Derek Carr. I think he is, like, an average quarterback in the league. Maybe slightly above average at best.
Bears going to win 8 games? I can't see that. Bears are 7.
What has to happen there other than you know, Justin Fields has to make some
big time strides.
Yeah.
Improvement. Giants 7. Jacksonville, Seattle 6.5. Seattle's going to win 7 games?
Can't see that happening.
They might trade these wide receivers and who knows what they're going to do at quarterback?
Sure, but again, here's the deal with Seattle, right? Right now, I would say under 6.5 looks great. But what if they end up making a move at quarterback and Drew Locke's not going to be their guy? They draft somebody, could start from day one like Russell Wilson did as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
That could potentially happen. But if they actually enter the season with Drew Locke as their starting quarterback, how are they winning 7 games?
Right. Carolina and Detroit, 6. The Jets are 5.5. Atlanta's 5 and Houston's 4.5.
Okay. Are the Lions going to win 7 games?
Can't see that either.
Their win total is 6?
Right.
They have to go 7-9 to beat that win total? They're going to make the leap from what they were last year to winning 7 games?
7-10? Yeah. Not happening.
What did I say? 7-9?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. 7-10.
The Vikings have a good team.
Yeah, they're fine.
I mean, it didn't work out last year, but they lost every damn close game. Biggest game of the year, Cousins couldn't play.
See, and by the way, as a surprise to nobody, Atlanta's win total is 5.
Yeah, it's a bad roster. I know.
It's really awful.
I like Mariota, but this is between the Ridley mess and I have to agree with Tucker. That's got to be it's right there with the worst roster.
I would say this. I would not be opposed to, as of right now, parlaying some division winners. So I don't want to lay 330 in today's April 1st. I don't want to lay 330 with the Buccaneers on April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get closer to the season, you want to parlay like the Buccaneers along with the Packers and maybe another team. Okay. I would be on board with something like that.
I'll give you another one. Will the Steelers win 8 games with Trubisky? Tomlin always has a winning record.
Always.
He doesn't have a losing record, but I would go Baltimore over 9.5 too. Everything went against Baltimore last year.
Yeah.
We're still in the mix.
That's the one team I looked at as soon as this last season was over with. I looked at Baltimore in the future market to win the AFC and to win the Super Bowl. They're going to have a bounce back year. It's too good of an organization. Although that division is really, really good, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which team do you think wins 10 games between the Colts and the Titans? In that division again.
No Titans. Tannehill. Tannehill over Ryan. Go Tannehill over Ryan, but he might lose more weapons too.
That's the thing, yeah.
I mean, that's
you really have to like
the Jets have to get some of these guys or get one of them rather. I mean, the connection there with Moore is that the right receiver? Ole Miss,
Moore.
Yeah, Elijah Moore. Yeah. Thank you. The connection with AJ Brown, the connection with Metcalf as well.
Right.
You missed out on Hill. You got to get some of these guys by with a trade.
So I think both rosters. Okay, if you like Tannehill more than Ryan, that's totally fine. I think both rosters are good enough to get there with the quarterback play and get 10 games under their belts, right? Like the Colts roster is, the Colts totally blew it last year. And the Titans, yeah, as we saw.
Well, one person blew it.
One person did, yeah.
One person blew it.
Yeah.
Irsay's right about
it. He's no longer there.
Right.
Right. And as we saw with the Titans, they have a pretty damn good roster from top to bottom. I mean, their defense was very good last year.
What do you do? Arizona's 9. How big is this year for Murray?
I would only look under there.
What if they have an 8-win season?
Oh, that's certainly, I would expect that. I don't think they get to
really?
10. I don't.
Wow.
10 wins in that division again? Murray is the quarterback? No. No, thank you. I'm
his
not
attitude
fan.
As well?
Yeah.
I mean, it might be time to move on.
There was something about that team last year where when they were blowing teams 7-0. Out right away, I'm just like,
winning games with McCoy, Kingsbury's out, still winning games.
Right.
Horrible end of the season.
What do you want to do with the 49ers?
Well, I got to see who the quarterback's going to be.
No, but you don't, right, as I'm saying, as of right now.
Yeah, can't do it. I got to see who the quarterback's going to be. I'm not going over with Trey Lance.
No.
Tell you that.
I don't think I could do it either. 11 wins with him? That's a roster that can, mm-hmm. I've said this 1,000 times.
Yeah, right.
They're good enough to win the whole thing.
Right.
Up next here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Bruce Marshall is going to join the program. He will break down his best bets in the Final Four and maybe throw a little soccer at him as well. Does he agree with our buddy Nigel Seeley? Is Watford live against Liverpool tomorrow? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.